Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me there. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, Look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from the diary of St. Faustina Kowalska at page 950. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. So let's talk about today's saint of the day. Today's saint of the day is St. William of Bourges, and he's also known as St. William the Confessor. He was born to a noble family in France. He was educated under his uncle, who was an archdeacon, and from a young age turned away from the world and gave himself over to religion and learning. He became a priest and later entered religious life in a Cistercian monastery, an order famous for strict discipline. St. William was also known to be a cheerful man and a hard worker and pure of heart. He was chosen to be Archbishop of Bourges in the year 1200. Much to his dismay, he felt the solicitude of the monastery out of obedience and entered into the public life of a bishop, throwing himself wholeheartedly into serving both the spiritual and physical needs of the poor. As bishop, he continued his great austerities. He had a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and would spend much time in prayer at the foot of the altar. He was known for performing miracles both during his life and after his death. He died while kneeling at prayer and by his request was buried wearing his hair shirt and lying in ashes. And his feast day is, of course, today, January 10th. Now, Catholic, that comes from morningoffering.com. And then Catholic.org also had a good bit on him. William Barrier of the illustrious family of the ancient Counts of Nevers was educated by Peter the Hermit, Archdeacon of Soissons, his uncle by his mother's side. He learned from his infancy to despise the folly and emptiness of the riches and grandeur of the world, to abhor its pleasures, and to tremble at its dangers. His only delight was in exercises of piety and in his studies, in which he employed his whole time with indefatigable application. He was made canon, first of Soissons and afterwards of Paris, but he soon took the resolution of abandoning all commerce with the world and retired into the solitude of Grandmont, where he lived with great regularity in that austere order of the Cistercians, till seeing its peace disturbed by a contest which arose between the fathers and lay brothers, he passed into the Cistercian. Then in wonderful odor of sanctity, he took the habit in the Abbey of Pontigny, and shining as a perfect model of monastic perfection, was after some time chosen prior of that house, and afterwards abbot, first of Fontaine-Jean in the Diocese of Sens, affiliation of Pontigny, founded in 1124 by Peter de Courtenay, son of King Louis the Fat, and sometime after of Chalice near Senis, Senlis, a much more numerous monastery, also affiliation of Fontigny, built by Louis the Fat in 1136, a little before his death. St. William always reputed himself the last among his brethren. The universal mortification of his senses and passions laid in him the foundations of an admirable purity of heart and an extraordinary gift of prayer, in which he received great heavenly lights and tasted of the sweets which God has reserved for those whom he is pleased to communicate himself. The sweetness and cheerfulness of his countenance testified the uninterrupted joy and peace that overflowed in his soul and made virtue appear with the most engaging charms in the midst of austerities. On the death of Henry de Sully, Archbishop of Bourges, the clergy of that church requested his brother Eudo, Bishop of Paris, to come and assist them in the election of a pastor. Desirous to choose some abbot of the Cistercian order, then renowned for holy men, they put on the altar the names of three written on as many billets. This manner of election by lots would have been superstitious and a tempting of God had it been done relying on a miracle without the warrant of divine inspiration. But it deserved not this censure when all the persons proposed seemed equally worthy and fit, as the choice was only recommended to God and left to this issue by following the rules of his ordinary providence and imploring his light without rashness or neglect of the usual means of scrutiny. Prudence might sometimes even recommend such a method in order to terminate a debate when the candidate seemed equally qualified. God, in such cases, is said sometimes to have miraculously interposed. Eudo, accordingly, having written three billets, laid them on the altar, and having made his prayer, drew the first name of the abbot William, on whom at the same time the majority of the votes acquiesced, or the majority of the votes of the clergy had made the election fall, the 23rd of November, 1200. This news overwhelmed William with grief. He never would have acquiesced had he not received a double command in virtue of obedience from the Pope and from his general, the abbot of Cité. He left the earth's solitude with many tears and was received at Bourges as one from the Pope, and soon after was consecrated. In his new dignity, his first care was to conform both to his exterior and interior to the austerity, saying it was now incumbent upon him to do penance for others as well as for himself. He always wore a hair shirt under his religious habit and never added nor diminished anything in his clothes, either winter or summer. He never ate any flesh meat, though he had it at his table for strangers. His attention to feed his flock was no less remarkable, especially in assisting the poor, both spiritually and corporally, saying that he was chiefly sent for them. He was most mild to penitent sinners, but inflexible towards the impenitent, though he refused to have recourse to the civil power against them, the usual remedy of that age. Many such he last reclaimed by his sweetness and charity. So that's it on St. William of Bourges, or Bourges. So let's talk about what's going on around the channel these days, and then we'll get into our Hail Mary Novena. Let's see. So I heard back from Sir William of Hemsworth, who, by the way, has a show that's, last I knew, at number 5 and could by now be even higher than that. And frankly, I'm hoping for a number 1 for him. I know our show peaked at number 2. I'd love to see William get to number 1 because he deserves it. He is working tirelessly to put all of our shows on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon, and all the major podcasting sites. So his show Friday is going to be an interview about abortion post Roe versus Wade. And that's on Saturday at noon Eastern. On Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern, Ken, let me find his email. Would help if I was looking at email, wouldn't it? So on Friday morning, Ken is going to be talking about the perpetual virginity of Mary and the stepbrothers and stepsisters and brothers and sisters of Jesus. That's a show I'm definitely going to tune into. And then on Monday, I am going to be turning in at 7 o'clock Eastern to Luke's show because he's going to do the second part of the Gospel of John. And if you didn't catch the first part, you can still catch it streaming either at blogtalkradio.com/the4persons or by searching for us, like I said, on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, all those great sites. So that's what I have to report. And then, of course, Lisa's show, which was supposed to happen on Saturday, got canceled due to a heavy snowstorm in the Northeast. And so it's been rescheduled for the 20th day of January, which is a Saturday, at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So, friends, excuse me for taking a sip of coffee there. I just woke up from a nap. I didn't sleep well last night. So let's pray our 3 Hail Marys novena. We've got just enough time to do that, and then we'll call it a day. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, I beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And I would ask you, Mom, to grant us our special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, I humbly beseech you to obtain for us the meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, As a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then thine eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And friends, if you would join me in one final Hail Mary for a very special intention, I would forever be grateful. I'm going to pray it in Latin. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. St. William of Bourges, pray for us. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Mary, Virgin Most Pure, pray for us. Blessed Virgin Mary, Help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So friends, I want to thank you for joining us today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, to learn about St. William of Bourges, and to pray the Hail Mary Novena. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see you tomorrow at the same time, which is 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific. And I'm sorry it's so early for you guys out there on the Pacific Coast, but you can always listen during your 3 o'clock hour. Same thing in the Gadsden area, and same thing in Mountain Time, because this show, like all of our shows, is always streaming at blogtalkradio.com/the4persons. So I will see all of you tomorrow at the same time. And until then, I want you to have a great rest of your day today and a great start to your day tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.